And welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And today we are talking about some of my favorite verses and what they mean to me and kind of reflect on everything that's gone on through the podcast and everything else. Just kind of a time to reflect and think about where we're at, where we're going, and just a reset, kind of. I just want to give a big thanks to everyone who's listening and appreciate how much you guys are giving me feedback and everything. I really do enjoy the emails and the talks. And I just love how our small town is growing. So let's dive right in. So a lot of the verses I have that I really enjoy or I listen to quite a bit are based off of things that's happened through my life, whether it be through the military or through just hard times. It's just one of those, when you feel down, it's always nice to get that verse in, get your mind reset, and you get a better frame of mind. I tend to try to be more on the upbeat, you know, silver lining type of thing. You know, when you're in trials, a lot of time that's because you're needing to grow or because God has a reason for it. So I try not to get down too much when something like that happens. And so that's why I use verses from the Bible to pick me up and to get me through. So the first one is Psalms 23, verse 4. And even though I walk through the valley shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So that one has a soft spot because that's one of them that I constantly thought of when I was in Iraq or during missions or something like that. It's a time where there was a lot of fear that I may not come back and see my wife or my family. I was thinking a lot of my small town that I was growing up in, mainly because with a small town, you know everybody who's there. And so you have a tendency to think about people that you haven't thought about for a while. I sure miss having something from Fashion Farm or from Charger House Fish or something like that. And so you get kind of scared thinking you're never going to see that again. And so that verse really resounds in me, especially with that. A lot of people use that verse for when they're like down and out and they feel like the devil's caving in. And for me, I didn't feel the devil was caving in. It was more of just the shadow of death was around because we heard it hitting things and everything. So it's a little different for me. Psalms 119 and it's verse 76. May your favor comfort me according to your word to your servant. And that's where we just have to have that servant heart. That's kind of what comforts me is knowing that I'm his servant. As long as I keep that and maintain that thought, I'm good. You know, I have his grace and mercy. The next one is Matthew. That's the good chapter. Matthew. Okay. Chapter 11, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. So this one I like because it points out a lot. I've used this one a few times, I believe. But this is where if you study the word and you humble your heart, mainly just give yourself over to Christ, you'll find rest. And so I like this because it also means that when you're towards your end of your life, as long as you've taken up the yoke, you have a humble heart, you've repented, and you ask for grace and mercy, that you'll find heaven. Hopefully you'll hear the words, my faithful servant. So, next one, Proverbs 1, chapter 1, verse 33. But whoever listens to me will live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil. So, this one also I have a lot, especially when I get told, you know, you need to lay off the Bible so much and just, you know, allow people to express their feelings, listen to them, and that's fine. But you also need to be Bible based. So your church can't be all about feelings. It needs to be church based. And so I use this a lot because I know that as long as I listen to him and live securely, I'll be at ease from evil. Next one is Revelation chapter 14. So I know I don't normally go into Revelation mainly because it's not a scary book. It's just a lot of interpretations and stuff that I feel I'm not really too qualified to give much of a podcast on. So I kind of skip over Revelation. There's many other podcasts out there that go over Revelation, and so by all means, listen to them. But so this says, these will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. Now, I like this because it tells us that that Christ will overcome again. He will come and protect us. And as long as we are with him, we will be called chosen and faithful. And it shows that there is hope in faith with Christ. And it's just one of those verses where it just kind of sticks with you, especially when you're like in some rough time or you feel as though you may not make it the next day, depending on what's happening. You know that Christ overcame death once. He'll overcome it again. He is going to wage war and that he's going to win. It's already been foretold in Revelation. So we have no fear. Christ will win, be victorious. And as long as we're one of his, we'll be good and we'll be chosen. And I think a lot of times with the small towns, a lot of the fear that you get from the outside is mainly just because of fear of something new a lot of times. You know, with the pandemic happening, a lot of the churches pushed back on like streaming, podcasting even. You know, they were like, if you don't come to church, then you don't really need to listen to it. We'll put it on YouTube every once in a while, but we're not really going to do much about it. And with this pandemic, especially with our state, in the state of Indiana, we shut down cities, counties. Some churches shut down completely. Some of them did some in person, but most of them shut down. And so if you weren't streaming, you weren't broadcasting anything. I mean, no one was hearing the word. And so I think with the small towns, they were a little scared at first, but we were able to push through that fear. And with the pandemic, it really did broaden a lot of people's minds as to what a ministry can be. It can be a podcast. It can be a streaming service. I mean, someone from Uganda could watch on YouTube and watch the service and get the word. And so once you've breaking that mold, the possibilities are endless. And that's what I like about seeing the bright side of something. Yes, the pandemic was bad. It was terrible. But the good news is a lot of churches got their messages out there in such a drove. And luckily and hopefully it was done correctly. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hit a few more of my favorite verses from the Bible. And welcome back to Small Town, your hometown podcast. And I really appreciate everyone who listens to the one ad. It really does help. It allows us to be on multiple platforms and stuff like that. So this week we are going over some of my favorite Bible verses and kind of the meaning behind the reason why they're one of my favorites. I picked quite a few, to be honest, but we're going pretty good. So let's start off with 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Very upfront. Once again, this is where those, when you feel like the devil really coming on you, he's piling it really thick. You've got problems at work, you got problems at church, you got problems at home, or whatever. This one is the one I like, you know. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you. So that's always good. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. But now faith, hope, and love remain, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And this is where we can love someone even though they may be doing wrong. Forgiveness is where that comes in. But love is not saying that what you're doing is fine or correct or that we are okay with it. No, love just means we care about you. We hope for the best, but, you know, we cannot approve of what you're doing sometimes. Love is not meaning you accept the sin. Okay. John chapter 3, verse 16. I think this is pretty much everybody's one of the most quoted verses probably is John 3:16. See, I broke it up, so maybe you didn't pick up on that. But yeah, one of my favorites, one of the favorites on all of them. But anyway, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That quote, that verse is just so full of comfort and that warm embrace of, you know, because of his love for us, he sacrificed his son, and now we will be able to go up there with him if we just follow these simple steps. Now, I know I said simple. It's not so simple, but, you know, if you follow these steps, you'll have a place up in heaven with your Father, our Heavenly Father. Let's see here. Romans chapter 8, verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus our Lord. Sorry, man. It's such a great one. This is where you get there's no love too deep, no love too high. There's a lot of songs that came from this verse that you hear on secular music, but it's just another great example of how much Christ God loves us, how the Trinity loves us. And then once again, let's go to Matthew. That's a good book. Once again, a good book, chapter 22, verse 37. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. I like this verse because it reminds me where we need to be centered. It doesn't say the world. It doesn't say the money. It doesn't say your family. It doesn't say your work or your government or your country. No, it says you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. There's nothing in there about country or anything like that. So when someone says, you know, well, I love God, and it shows because I love my country. No, that's not right. You know, it also shows that we need to be fully invested in God. So whatever we do, whether it be through work, through ministries or just even soccer, coaching soccer or whatever, we need to put Christ in it. We need to make sure that we have that up, that when people look at us, they can see Christ. They can say, I don't know what's up with that guy, but for some reason he just comes off as a Christian. You know, we need to have that onset that we have this appearance of being as much as we can like Christ. And we do that through our actions, whether people are looking or not. And that's where it's that's where this verse comes into, where I do it, or where I think of that. Then we have Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And this one is sometimes misquoted as well as truly quoted correct. So, yes, through him, I could do all things. But it needs to exude Christ when we do it. So, if I believe in him, I could be the best, you know, football player. No, not necessarily. That's not the case. I can do all things if it increases the Christ's message on the earth. That's what it's more saying. It's not something that, as long as I'm a Christian, I can do anything as long as I believe in him. That's not the case as well. I mean, you still need to work on it. So it's a little misquoted, but I like it because it tells me that as long as I have, like Matthew chapter 22:30, verse 37, as long as I put my whole heart, my soul, and my mind into it, I can do all things through him who strengthened me. So see how those kind of play on each other. The Apostle Paul really knew what he was talking when he was writing some of these things, because he had listened to the apostles, especially Matthew, on this particular part. So like in a small town, I think when we incorporate Christ in a lot of our activities, that's when we see the big return. The kids tend to play better, not physically or score-wise, but they play better because they have an understanding of what's going on and where the main focus is. They understand winning isn't everything. It's teamwork, learning to build things together. And then finally, we have 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than who is in the world. Now, I like this one. And when Mercy Me finally came out with that song, Greater, I was like, I know exactly where they got that from. Because greater is he who is in me than who is in the world. That is just that knowing that as long as I have Christ in my heart, I am greater than whoever else is out there, that I can't be stopped as long as my heart, soul, mind is in the correct place. And so it's a good uplifting verse that I really enjoy. So those are just a few of my favorite scriptures. I'll throw them up in the description bar so that way people can look them up if you want. You can save them. I have them all saved on my tabs and stuff like that in my Bible and my YouVersion Bible. So next week, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about some of the miracles that the apostles did after Christ had ascended. So these are going to be things that we're going to read. So Christ is up in heaven, and this is what the apostles are doing to show that they have the authority that Christ had given him. So we're going to go over some of the miracles that are happening without Christ to be here on earth. And so I look forward to that, and I look forward to any more emails or anything like that. If you want to, you can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. And if you have any questions or anything, just shoot me an email. Until then, I'll have a good week, and I'll see you next week.